industrial revolution of the 1800s had a dramatic effect on economic and social life around the globe. The economies of industrializing nations shifted from agriculture to manufacturing, from rural to urban. Thanks to innovations in technology, energy production, and manufacturing, factories churned out large quantities of new products at lower prices. Almost overnight, cities swelled to support new industries. Soon people were flocking to the growing cities looking for work and a better life. But factory life did not live up to its promise. The workers had few rights. Wages were low, hours were long, working conditions were often unsafe, and unemployment, or worse, was always just an accident away. These harsh working conditions were common at the turn of the 20th century. In 1906, Upton Sinclair published The Jungle, a novel about the American meatpacking industry.
At the time that The Jungle was written, the plants were horrible places to work. They were full of violence, they weren't clean and frequently diseased, and dead animals were slaughtered and made into food.
Sinclair's novel follows the story of a young Lithuanian, Jurgis Rudkus, who arrives in America seeking freedom and opportunity. He finds work in a prosperous and, as he learns to his dismay, filthy Chicago meatpacking plant.
Think about an individual coming from a rural, agricultural kind of society. Whether you think about Jurgis coming from Lithuania or a black migrant coming from the deep South Mississippi, coming into a large industrial city working in a mass production industry like meatpacking. Sinclair was riding on the crest of a giant wave of social and economic change that took place in the course of the late 19th century.
Before writing The Jungle, Sinclair spent 7 weeks in and around Chicago's meatpacking plants. He studied details about the work itself, the home lives of workers, and the structure of the business.
Upton Sinclair went into the plants and he saw dead animals being slaughtered. He saw filth all over the plant. He saw products going into sausages that shouldn't have been there. But more importantly, he came out of the plant radicalized by what happened to the workers, how they were chewed up in the same way the food was.
Sinclair used the horrors he witnessed as the basis for Jurgis's fictionalized story. As Jurgis discovers, work in the plant involves back-breaking labor in unsafe conditions. When a worker becomes ill or gets injured, he's cast aside, and hundreds of jobless men fight to replace him. Workers in the pickling room have their fingers eaten by acid. Cooks live in danger of falling into open vats of boiling meat.